General Sessions said that all the law enforcement that he talks to, they have different ideas about what's going on, but he talks to them about another drug that many times is referred to as a gateway drug, and that is the drug marijuana. And this, of course, has become kind of politically incorrect to talk against it. There's been a push to allow it to be used legally. And he said that the law enforcement believe that it is likely to draw people into harder drugs. And so, Gary, I know that you have counseled a lot of people in these different things. Do you think that there's a connection between the push in many states to legalize marijuana for recreational use and the increase that now we're seeing with the overdoses in our communities from other harder drugs like heroin?
Personally, I would believe absolutely yes, Isaac. I know that not everybody holds to that particular opinion, but I believe it, and I was talking to our own district attorney not too long ago about this issue here in Blair County, and he clearly believes that marijuana is a gateway drug into opioids, and I support that 100%. I think that the track record shows that, Isaac.
Another quick question for you. It's interesting, so many people are on board about the drug abuse that's going on, but do you think there's a connection? We know that there's heroin, for example, is easy to get a hold of because it's cheap and there's a lot of it. Do you think there's any connection with that and maybe some of the push from General Sessions and others to try to crack down on border security? Do you think that maybe that the lack of border security is opening up a bigger supply of these cheap drugs?
Boy, you're asking some great questions today. You must have gotten up early this morning. But they're good questions. Yeah, I would put it this way, Isaac, that the weaker we are on border security, the more we will have to face the drug problem. And I think this is one of the reasons why, you know, we need to have stronger border security, whether it's a wall, and of course I'm in favor of the wall, or whatever the case may be. We realize that there are many people who oppose stronger border security. And I know this is a wild thought, but I'm wondering if one of those reasons could not be because of the fact that some of the people who oppose it are very pro-drug culture. They don't want to see it stop. They want to see it increase. And that may be one of the reasons why many people are dragging their feet on border security. I mean, I just throw that out for the sake of discussion. And I may be wrong, but I also might be right on that, at least to a certain degree, Isaac.